Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Bob the Builder, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sane Man, growing up I watched television with my older brother. He would watch stuff like Star Wars, Star Trek, and other movies like Terminator. I grew up watching most of the classics because of him. I had another brother closer to my age, and we would watch things like Transformers, Technoman, and a few Gundam shows and so on. I got more into the animation and anime at that point. Unlike my brothers, I would also go to conventions. Pretty soon I was helping out at them as well. I would help set up the main stage, but I was mostly known for helping out at the dealer rooms. Back then I would try and find DVDs and books that I liked. I still download a lot of content because finding it can be challenging at times. But I still like to support the shows and will buy the books if the DVD is not an option. I would have chats about this with people. They would ask me why I still buy hard copies to shows that I like, even though my DVD player broke and I have yet to fix it. There are a lot of streaming services not just for shows, but animation as well. But I don't like modern shows today. I'd rather go get a DVD of an old show instead of a subscription for shows I don't even watch or support. I've also heard people say, what if your house burns down or you have a leak in the roof argument before and it destroys your physical media? Well, that's life. Also, the space issue, if you like books or DVDs, you will have to find space to keep them. In any case, we all know that some shows change with re-releases. Scenes were cut out or modified somehow, and the like. I think something like that happened with Who Framed Roger Rabbit. The changes used to be small and would be hardly noticed. Changes now are not so small anymore. That's just one problem. Sandman, I know you've been warning people about this for quite some time now. We're now facing age verification on spicy content everywhere. It's a shame my son won't be able to enjoy the internet like we did. But I'll get him a VPN and a PC with plenty of data storage when he's a bit older anyway. It'll be for school, games, and other necessities. Beyond that, it'll be fun to see how we work around these problems. As parents, sometimes it's more fun to play dumb. Just in case, is there anything I or my son need to watch out for? Besides that, keep up the good work. Well, Bob, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. First of all, if you're going to back up shows and files, always do it with dual hard drives, and make sure the drives are in different locations. It's not fire you have to worry about, but instead if the drives go bad. Also, Western Digital is a bit better for me, and I avoid Seagate like the plague, as they aren't as stable. As for buying physical media, it's about to get a whole lot harder as Best Buy is about to get rid of all of them in 2024. Walmart will probably do that sooner than later as well. I have this theory that maybe the reason that movies, shows, and content in general have gotten so bad recently is because we actually live in an ancestor simulation, and all the good content was lost because it wasn't in physical form. Maybe thousands of years ago, the stuff on DVD survived, so we're getting mostly the stuff from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. You're also right that we also don't want tons of DVDs and books taking up shelf space. Most people don't even have enough room in their minimalist lifestyle for them anymore, especially people that are living in their vans because they can't even afford a house. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to You'll Own Nothing, including your own DVDs and CDs, Clown World Show. I still keep all my old CDs from the 90s and early 2000s. My car is over 10 years, but it still plays them, but it's too inconvenient, so I just convert the WAV files to MP3s. The only thing I might consider buying a subscription for is satellite radio, because it's commercial free and they play new music that's good that I can actually add to my YouTube playlists. Their DJs also spend a ton of time looking for good new songs and provide me value, but the only time I would need that is for road trips. Last month I drove my car for only 90 kilometers, which is around 50 or 60 miles, so for me it's not worth it. All my old CDs I took out of their cases and put into a big binder. And the printed parts I flattened and pretty much keep them as well. So Bob, maybe you should do the same with your DVDs for less store space. When I used to buy new CDs, I'd go to the flagship HMV location in downtown Toronto, up on the second floor, and listen to CDs before purchasing them. I had to go into the basement where they had their electronic music section and grab a stack of them, and then take them up and start listening. I went to school right behind the store, so it was easy for me to do at lunch or after school. Do I actually want to go back to those old days? No way. Plus, my recent computer doesn't even have a CD or DVD player anymore, but I keep my older computers that have them just in case I need to go back. I also download all the music videos that are found in my YouTube playlists. I suggest you use software like any video converter that you can use to pull MP4 files directly off of YouTube. Imagine YouTube isn't there one day. Bob, if there's stuff you can't find physical copies for, but find pieces of them on YouTube, then I suggest you start downloading. Also try and use a torrent site or something like Frostwire using a VPN. I also still have old series, like X-Files on DVD. But I downloaded those at higher resolution and stored them on hard drives. They issued them on Blu-ray too, but I didn't buy those. Plus, they updated it to a wider format. The idea was to sell each version of the old show with a new feature every 5 to 10 years, and milk the fans that way. Every show that I watch these days, I make dual copies of on 2 different hard drives. Video stores are also dead, and there's only 1 Blockbuster left in the world. Also, only 1 location of Jumbo Video in Canada, which was awesome back in the day because they would give you free popcorn if you went there. But why would anyone even go to a video store and waste their time anymore? Why would I go to a theater as well? I have to spend a ton of time traveling there, waiting in line for tickets, or time buying them online. Then buying overpriced food that I can't even eat. Listening to screaming children and annoying people in my personal space, kicking the back of my seat. Why would I do that? Not to mention the uncleanly environment with sticky floors. The other day I watched the Back to the Future trilogy on a YouTube playlist. I have a copy of it on hard drive somewhere, but it was more convenient online. I'll share the link below. There's also a movement of buying up old media again. A lot of people right now are buying up cheap Blu-rays and DVDs. Most new films suck, and I haven't watched television since 2017, when I had my HBO subscription for the first season of Westworld. Streaming is now boring and confusing. I don't want to have 5 to 10 different streaming accounts. It's not as convenient as it was when there was just Netflix. I also don't have this problem because I make more content than I consume. And I just don't find passive entertainment forums like television and movies all that exciting anymore. Plus, downloading and not paying for content has had a serious effect on the quality of content. Stargate Universe was canceled because there weren't enough people watching it on television. Because the nerdy audience was downloading it instead, so they couldn't make any profit. Plus, Apple TV is probably making its sci-fi shows at a loss. Those include The Silo, Foundation, and For All Mankind. They're becoming the best sci-fi show producer out there right now. Also, even if you can access everything on streaming services like Netflix in the future, there's no guarantee that with AI, they won't just remove all the so-called problematic things that don't work for the current year, or rewrite the story entirely, and future generations, unless they have an original copy, won't know what it was supposed to look like. It's not just books and DVDs, but also the introduction of the subscription model for games as well. Soon you'll have to pay monthly for most games, the way that you did with World of Warcraft. Or you might actually be forced to pay based on the minutes that you play per month. Pretty much the way they used to charge us for using long-distance telephone minutes in the past. Even though there are tons of video game emulators, I won't be selling any of my vintage NES, Super NES, and N64 cartridges. I'd imagine that in the future, many gaming websites will shut down, and you won't be able to play any of the games unless you have your own copy. There are so many YouTube channels promoting a return to physical media. And yet I'm not hearing any people talking about downloading and storing content on their hard drives anymore. I know that's technically illegal, and that's probably why. But it makes the most sense, and hopefully one day, they'll get 50 to 100 terabyte drives so I can consolidate the 40 hard drives I currently have, down to only 1 or 2. But many companies want you to keep putting your data in the cloud so that you don't even own your own information, and so they can spy on you and sell your information to other companies and give it to the government, so they can build a profile on you. If I was going to buy physical media, what I'd do is head to thrift stores and garage sales and buy stuff up for a buck or two. I bought hundreds of games back in the early 2000s for only a couple bucks each at yard sales. The same with CDs. So I'm guessing there have to be tons of DVDs floating around cheap at such places. Plus, get multiple copies and one day you might be able to sell the surplus off and cover your costs. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Bob the Builder for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that media companies will try and smash your VPN to see what files you've been sharing because they won't want any original copies of their content available to the public anymore. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with a Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that think that their Blu-rays will be worth a fortune away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.